are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family, it is 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Let's get into our deep dive where we're speaking about contentment over comparison. Today, speaking about learning to celebrate others. And do you know how to celebrate when other people are winning? Are you able to look on their victories and celebrate with them, even when you're still waiting for your own breakthrough? It's really hard to be content when someone else's win feels like your loss. But part of spiritual maturity is learning to celebrate others without resentment. Their success doesn't mean your failure. Contentment gives us the freedom to cheer others on, knowing that God's blessings are not limited. And with that, we welcome our pastor, Pastor Victor Banda, and as he joins us once again to speak on this very important subject. My pastor, good morning once again. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for this program. I'm really blessed to join you today.
Amen. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Now, Pastor, why is it sometimes difficult to be happy for other people when we feel left out?
Well, I think it's very important to be watchful over this syndrome of not being happy when others are celebrating. Mm-hmm. Because it may turn out to be a disease of some kind. Mm. There is what they call social isolation schema. This is a feeling of being left out or feeling unfit in the achievements of other people. And this leads to jealousy and resentment. Mm-hmm. It is a human feeling of considering yourself as a failure. And it leads to sadness. And so if we do not check it, it could also be a sign of underlying mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. And so we need to definitely celebrate when others are celebrating.
Sure, sure. And how can celebrating others build stronger relationships and community?
Well, celebrating other people's achievements strengthens the relationship and community. Very true. And what we need to do is to acknowledge the achievements of other people, whether big or small, mm-hmm. because such an attitude demonstrates care and appreciation, which is very crucial for building and maintaining strong relationship.
Yeah.
Celebrating other people's lives or achievements fosters the spirit of trust and leads to intimacy, you know, sharing in celebrations like family gatherings, social events. Mm-hmm. These things create positive experience that will build trust and intimacy between individuals. I also think that celebrating others boosts personal confidence. When someone celebrates your accomplishments, it can significantly boost your self-esteem, your confidence, and encourage you to strive even more and more. We can work hard when we're celebrating with other people.
Yeah, for sure. Very true. And what does it say about our hearts when we keep competing with one another instead of congratulating?
You know, the heart keeps everything, and when all the time we compete and not congratulate people, it's an indication that our hearts are focused on self-advancement, potentially stemming from our own insecurity. And this brings out a kind of life where a person fears of being outshined by others, or there is also lack of empathy in people. So it's very important that when we celebrate other people's joys, we should congratulate them, because when we don't, it means we are lacking in social etiquettes. Mm-hmm. Congratulating others is a social norm in our society that demonstrates appreciation for people's efforts and accomplishment. So when you fail to do so, it is interpreted by people in society as being rude or being dismissive. And besides that, we are also missing an opportunity mm-hmm. in life to build positive relationships that foster a supportive environment. Genuine congratulations can bring bond, create a sense of shared success in the community.
Yeah, for sure. And how do we fight jealousy with genuine joy for others? How does my joy for other people fight the maybe the little tiny seed of jealousy that might have otherwise grown?
Yeah, this lesson sounds simple, but hey, it's difficult. Your question is actually very hard to respond. Quite hard, but I think if we shift our focus from comparison to appreciation, we are beginning to grow, not to fight jealousy, and begin to offer real joy in the lives of others. Mm-hmm. We need to recognize that everyone's journey is unique and that success can be a shared experience. So by actively celebrating other people's achievements and practicing empathy, we begin to transform our feelings of envy into positive emotions, and then we strengthen our relationship. In other words, we should also put ourselves in the shoes of those that have succeeded. We will begin to understand their challenges, their sacrifices which they have made in order to be successful. Mm-hmm. And when we see that they put in too much, we will understand and not be jealous, because they struggled to be where they are. And you and I will also have to struggle in order to reach the apex.
Mm. Yo. And what does the Bible say about rejoicing with those who rejoice?
Well, that's the portion that I love most, just to end discussions with the Word of God.
Yes.
What does the Bible say about rejoicing with those who rejoice? Romans chapter 12 and verse 15, it says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep."
Mm-hmm. Hello, Pastor, are you there?
The importance of, are you getting me?
Yes, we lost you for a second there. You were sharing with us, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, and then we got cut off.
Yes, then I'm trying to emphasize the fact that this text emphasizes the importance of empathy and the shared experience within the Christian community, mm-hmm. and encouraging believers to celebrate the joys of other people and to offer support during moments of sorrow.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And perhaps additionally, we should say Jesus himself exemplified this attribute by weeping with Mary and Martha at Lazarus' funeral.
Mm.
We also see Jesus Christ rejoicing when he went to the wedding in Cana. He celebrated with Simon the leper during the feast. So Jesus did all these things, and we must do the same. So we can safely say Romans 12:15 is a call to cultivate a spirit of empathy and love, striving to see the world through the eyes of others and to support them in their journey through life. Because when things turn, it's me excelling. I also need the support of other people.
Amen. Very true. And I think that's a beautiful place to end it. The fact of the matter is that all of us have wins and losses. And if we're able to celebrate with other people, then we open up and we invite them to celebrate with us as well when it's our turn. And I feel like it even invites people to help you to get it. People are more willing.
Absolutely.
Because they recognize that you're not trying to compete with them. You are celebrating with them. And once people don't view you as a competitor, but as an ally, then they are even more willing to help you as well.
True.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. We'll talk again tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.